From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The Internal Revenue Service official who triggered the storm over the agency's targeting of conservative groups invoked her right against self-incrimination at a congressional oversight hearing today. NPR's Craig Windham reports Lois Lerner initially revealed the tougher screening 2 weeks ago.
Before asserting her Fifth Amendment right, Lerner told the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee that she has not done anything wrong.
I have not broken any laws. I have not violated any IRS rules or regulations, and I have not provided false information to this or any other congressional committee.
When committee chairman Daryl Issa dismissed Lerner from the hearing room, GOP Congressman Trey Gowdy of South Carolina had a sharp reaction.
She waived her right to Fifth Amendment privilege by issuing an opening statement. She ought to stand here and answer our questions.
Although President Obama forced out the acting head of the IRS, no disciplinary action has yet been taken against Lerner. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama travels to Oklahoma this weekend in a show of support for those affected by this week's deadly tornadoes. NPR's Scott Horsley reports hundreds of federal emergency workers are also on the scene there lending a hand to local officials in the rescue and recovery effort.
President Obama's been getting regular updates about the storm relief effort from White House aides, and he's spoken more than once with Oklahoma's governor and other political leaders from the state. White House spokesman Jay Carney says Sunday's visit will be an opportunity for the president to see both the storm damage and the cleanup effort firsthand.
He will visit with affected families as well as thank first responders. The president has directed his administration to provide all available resources.
Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano is also in Oklahoma, where she joined FEMA Administrator Craig Fugate, who's been on the ground there since Tuesday. Scott Horsley, NPR News. The White House.
Sales of existing homes in April hit their highest level in nearly 3.5 years. That's according to the industry's main trade group, which says sales of previously owned homes last month were up 0.6% to an annual rate of just under 5 million units. Walter Maloney, a spokesman for the National Association of Realtors, says with a tight supply of homes in some areas, prices are continuing to rise, and homes that are in the market are going quickly.
Homes are selling in half the time it took to sell a year ago. The typical home sold in April was on the market for 46 days. That's down sharply from 62 days in March and 83 days a year ago. So buyers have to be both decisive and prudent, in addition to being well-informed about local market conditions.
In April, the median price of a home was up by double-digit amounts to $192,800. Federal Reserve Board Chairman Ben Bernanke, during one of his periodic appearances on Capitol Hill today, told lawmakers while the economy has shown signs of improvement, there's still a ways to go and that more Fed stimulus is likely to be required. That weighed on Wall Street slightly today. The Dow was down 80 points. You're listening to NPR. British Prime Minister David Cameron says there are strong indications an attack in London may have been terror-related. Officials say two men attacked a third man near a military barracks. One man died. Two others believed to have had weapons were shot by police. Speaking at a press conference in Paris with French President François Hollande, Cameron called the attack an appalling crime. He said he will cut short his trip and return to London. According to Idlib's military spokesman, six police officers and a border guard have been freed after they were kidnapped in the Sinai Peninsula. NPR's Leila Fadel reports after the president greeted the freedmen in Cairo, he called for all arms in the Sinai to be returned to police.
The president publicly refused to negotiate with the kidnappers, who were demanding the release of 24 imprisoned militants, demands that the nation's interior minister said were unacceptable. But on Wednesday, before a planned military operation began, the president heralded patriotic tribal leaders in Sinai for helping with the release of the Egyptians who were kidnapped on Thursday. The kidnappings underscore the deep security vacuum in the Sinai Peninsula. The peninsula has long been a difficult place to govern, and many of the powerful Bedouin tribes are distrustful and angry with the state, who they say discriminate against them and have used brutal security measures there. Now, the area is even more lawless. Arms are smuggled in, militants attack security forces, and tourists have been kidnapped and released. Leila Faldin, NPR News, Cairo.
Commuters in Connecticut were reporting no major problems or delays today. Riders also able to get from New York to Boston via Amtrak after last Friday's commuter rail collision. The collision caused major track damage near Fairfield, Connecticut. However, it caused mostly minor injuries. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.